the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 90 tonight, clear with a low of 62. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. 39 antique tractors from multiple states participated in the 12th annual Wayne County Antique Tractor Drive yesterday. The Earl Smith Memorial Award for the oldest driver went to 84-year-old Jack Farron of Sisney, who drove a 1966 Farmall 8060. Casey Opel received the Youngest Driver Award in a 1953 International Super H. The Oldest Tractor Award went to Jackie Knockmoose Jr. of Vincennes, Indiana, for a 1936 Alice Chalmers RC. Ted Hughes won Most Original Unrestored Tractor for a 1972 Massey Ferguson 175. Blake Taylor of Evansville, Indiana, drove 90 miles to participate and was given the award for Farthest Drive. All winners received a 1/16th scale toy tractor. The Wayne County Farm Bureau would like to thank the Dagg family for welcoming the drivers to stage from their auction barn. It also thanks the team at Samdale Lake for hosting the drive at lunch, the family of Rich Greenwald for opening their shed for an ice cream break, and Papertown Ag for a helicopter fly-in. It would also like to thank Sheila Walker for hundreds of photos at the event, and all the drivers, volunteers, and families who participated in the drive. Photos and videos of the event may be found on the Bureau Facebook page. More news next.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. 10-pound bag of chicken leg quarters, $4.90. 5-pound bag of red or gold potatoes, $3.99. Whole boneless pork loins, $1.87 a pound. And whole twin pack pork butts, $1.28 a pound. Prices mentioned are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store located on West Main.
Did you know that Frontier Community College offers classes for everyone, not just people seeking their associate's degree? Whether you want to learn how to paint, become an automotive technician, earn your GED, or start a new career as a medical laboratory assistant, Frontier Community College has affordable classes that can help you get closer to your goal. And the courses offered do not stop there. Visit iecc.edu/FCC today to learn about the exciting opportunities that Frontier Community College can bring to your future.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
In other news, the Albion City Council will meet tonight at the Edwards County Senior Citizen Center. The night will begin at 6:45 with a public hearing on a sewer grant, and the council meeting will begin at 7. It could vote on a sidewalk ordinance and the possible termination of a water well contract, as well as the purchase of Kevlar vests for 4 police officers. After various reports, the council is then scheduled to discuss trunk-or-treat and trick-or-treat times for Halloween, as well as the cutting down of trees in a city alley. Action on both new items is possible. The council is also scheduled to enter executive session to discuss employment before adjourning for the night. The city requests anyone attending the meeting to respect social distancing and wear a face mask. 27-year-old Fairfield resident Jeffrey E. Sisko was arrested yesterday afternoon by Fairfield police on a charge of disorderly conduct. Police reports say he is accused of threatening bodily harm to another person while walking by a residence in the 800 block of Mount Vernon Road. Sisko was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. Fairfield police say they initiated a pursuit of a man operating a red and white dirt bike Thursday afternoon. The chase started on West Water Street, and it continued west and south of Fairfield before officers lost sight of the bike and terminated the pursuit. Anyone with information that could lead to the identity of the bike operator should call or text Wayne County Crime Stoppers at 842-9777.
According to WRUL in Carmi, a 38-year-old Carmi man died after an ATV accident in Crossville yesterday afternoon. White County Coroner Chris Marsh said the man was pronounced dead on site, and an autopsy is planned for this week. The man's name was not released this morning as next of kin were notified. Witnesses reportedly told police it appeared the man's ATV throttle became stuck, and he eventually struck a tree at a residence on Rotary Street. Illinois State Police say 45-year-old Flora resident Dana Robinson was killed in a Saturday morning crash in Clay County. State police said after a preliminary investigation that Robinson ran off the right side of a roadway, went through a ditch and bean field, and traveled across a residence's yard before hitting a parked car in its driveway. She was taken to an area hospital by ambulance with life-threatening injuries, and she was later pronounced deceased at the hospital. There were no passengers in her vehicle, and the crash occurred at roughly 1:40 Saturday morning. The McLeansboro City Council will meet tonight at 6, and it's scheduled to act on the swearing-in of Walter Rexing as Assistant Fire Chief. It's also expected to discuss a pay request for its water tower project, and the 2020 Christmas Parade is expected to be canceled. Other items on a full agenda include the amending of liquor license classifications, the selling of city-owned properties, and the setting of the date and time for the citywide Halloween trick-or-treat night. Chicago's Navy Pier will shut down today until the spring after seeing low visitor numbers during the coronavirus pandemic. Officials have not announced an exact date to reopen the attraction. Navy Pier reopened in June with limited capacity and attractions as the state began to loosen restrictions designed to minimize the spread of the coronavirus. However, officials say visitor numbers are around 15-20% of the typical summer season, making it financially difficult to remain open. Wayne County Farm Bureau Manager Doug Anderson says early cornfields were mainly planted in early to mid-April, so it may be a few days yet before harvest really takes off in the county. Estimates from the Wayne, Edwards, and White County crop tours paint this year as a favorable one for yields, and Anderson says some of that is due to cooperative weather in the summer.
This year in this part of the state, we have seen some very timely rainfalls throughout most of the summer. I know the month of August was a little bit drier than what we saw in June and July, but we had some very good rains throughout the summer that allowed this crop to get through pollination and get into maturity with an adequate amount of moisture there in the soil. And our subsoil moisture is also adequate as well. So those crops have good access to moisture to finish off the year. So this year we're definitely seeing an above average initial yield when we did our crop tours. You know, we still got to get into harvest. We still got a few weeks left. But assuming we don't have any weather disasters between now and harvest time, I think farmers will be pleased with what they find out in the cornfields.
He says the dry end to August could impact late season beans.
The lower moisture rainfall levels in August will have a bigger impact on the late season soybeans than it will on the corn. I think most of the corn crop is pretty well made at this point. We're seeing great kernel depth because of the good rains we've had this summer, and we're seeing relatively healthy plants out there in the field. There's been some disease pressure because of the excess moisture here as of late, but I think as long as that disease pressure was managed throughout the summer, I think we can get this corn crop all the way to harvest. The late planted beans, you know, they could definitely use some more rain, second crop beans, to help fill out those pods. And if we can get those rains here in the next week or two, that will definitely help create that top-end yield that farmers are looking for.
Anderson says the Bureau's last event of the summer was yesterday's tractor drive, and it will now shift to legislative priorities as farmers become engrossed in harvest. The Wayne County Health Department announced two new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, a female in her 50s and a male in his 60s. The department says it had one confirmed case that had been assigned to Wayne County, but upon further contact tracing, it was found the person was a resident of another county, so it has been transferred. As such, Wayne County sat at 141 total cases. 3 people were hospitalized, 37 were isolating at home, 99 had recovered, and 2 people with lab-confirmed cases had passed away. The department also says it has a number of probable cases in the process of contact tracing, and it says the number of cases can be reduced by adhering to Restore Illinois recommendations, washing hands frequently, wearing a mask, disinfecting surfaces, and socially distancing. The State Department of Public Health announced 1,381 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, and 8 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 250,961 cases and 8,179 deaths. One new case was reported in Wabash County to bring its total to 129, and 11 new cases were reported in Jefferson County to bring its total to 515. No new cases were reported in White County. Edwards County saw its number climb to 47 on coronavirus.illinois.gov, but that's less than the 49 total cases reported last week by the Edwards County Health Office. The positivity rate for the southern region of the state sat at 6.7% on September 4th, unchanged from the 3rd. FNB plans to host a free seminar on PPP loan forgiveness for area businesses next Thursday, September 17th, at the Fairfield First Christian Church. The event will cover a variety of topics related to recently issued Paycheck Protection Program loans to local businesses, including payroll tax deferral updates, the PPP Flexibility Act, how to properly calculate FTEs, understanding FTE, wage reductions, and all new safe harbor rules, rules on handling owners' compensation and benefits for various entity types, and determining the 8 versus 24 weeks and alternate covered periods. Other topics include application timing recommendations, forgiveness application types and necessary supporting documentation, and potential legislative changes yet to come. The seminar will begin at 11 a.m., and it will include a catered lunch by Matt Kinney and a Q&A session with presenters. It is free and open to the public, but attendees should RSVP by this Friday by calling Fairfield National Bank at 842-2107. Illinois State Police Division of Criminal Investigation Zone 8 officials are requesting anyone with information on the whereabouts of 18-year-old Rick A. Meter contact them at 217-342-7881. People may also contact Special Agent Travis Reinhardt at travis.reinhardt@illinois.gov. Meter is wanted in reference to a homicide investigation from Olney, and he is described as a white male, 5 feet 11 inches tall, 155 pounds, with hazel eyes and brown hair. State police say he may be accompanied by a juvenile female. On Sunday, ISP DCI officials were called to a homicide investigation by the Olney Police Department. 19-year-old Olney resident Kyle M. Johnson was found with multiple gunshot wounds, and he was pronounced deceased after transport to an area hospital. The Olney Police Department, Richland County Sheriff's Office, Mount Vernon Police Department, Jefferson County Sheriff's Department, and State Police Districts 12 and 13 assisted in the ongoing investigation. An autopsy for Johnson was scheduled for this morning, and no additional information was to be released at this time. State police say all persons are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Illinois House Republicans have moved to form a special investigative committee on Speaker Michael Madigan, who had been implicated in a federal bribery investigation. Republicans petitioned to form the committee last week, according to Representative Darren Bailey.
I think we all know Mike Madigan must be held accountable. That's what this is all about. And the House has a way of making that happen. So we file a petition to create a special investigating committee. Now, that committee has 6 members, 3 Republicans and 3 Democrats, and they will get together and decide if there is enough information to essentially implicate Mr. Madigan.
Bailey says the matter could die with the committee, but a vote could also be taken on action against Madigan should the committee find enough evidence against him.
But if it would move forward, then it would move to a select committee on discipline. And this committee would make recommendations and decide if it moves on. And if there were a determination that discipline should occur, it would take 71 votes of the House to reprimand or censure Mr. Madigan. And it would take 79 votes to actually expel Mr. Madigan or any member of the House of Representatives.
Republicans and some Democrats have called on Madigan to step down after federal prosecutors named him by title in a criminal investigation in which ComEd acknowledged engaging in bribery in the Capitol. Madigan has not been charged, and he has repeatedly said he didn't engage in wrongdoing and doesn't plan to quit. The August Ag Economy Barometer has been released by Purdue University and the CME Group. Ag Economics Professor Michael Langemeyer says the barometer went from 118 in July to 144 last month, and it represented increases in both indices of current conditions and future expectations. He says the mark is the highest since February.
The percentage of people that think ag exports are going to increase in the next 5 years went up rather substantially. That's been running about 55% in previous surveys the last several months. That increased to two-thirds. And so trade is part of this improvement in sentiment. The other thing that happened, of course, is an improvement in corn and soybean prices. Quite a few of the people that we do survey do grow corn, soybeans, or both. So certainly those two things, I think, were very important in terms of seeing the increase in the barometer index. A couple other things we looked at that we don't look at every month is we did ask people about farm profitability and changes in equity this year compared to last year. Even though the index is up, it's very important to point out that only 17% thought that their profitability was going to increase this year. That's an improvement from what we saw last time we asked that question, but it's still relatively low. And only 9% thought that they would see their equity improve this year compared to last year.
The barometer is a nationwide measure of the health of the U.S. ag economy released each month. The index is based on a survey of 400 agricultural producers. That's the news. Area deaths next.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice-daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
Cooler temperatures means that Uniquely Rustique has fall merchandise to spruce up your space. Fall flags, flowers, and decorations. And parents, school has started. Maybe you're homeschooling or doing virtual learning. Well, Uniquely Rustique can provide supplemental supplies to help with the transition. Stop by and let them assist you. Uniquely Rustique provides delivery to local funeral homes, hospitals, nursing homes, schools, and daycares free of charge. Let them help you brighten someone's day. Call 842-3544.
Now is your chance to join the team at North American Lighting. NAL's Flora Plant will host open interviews Saturday, September 12th from 8 a.m. until noon for second and third shift operator positions. Applicants should bring a valid ID and fill out the online application at NAL.com. Applicants should first report to the southeast corner of the south parking lot for a brief health screening before their interview. Face masks are required and will be provided before entering the facility. Currently in Fairfield, it's 87. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 27,748, down 384 points. The NASDAQ is at 11,039, that is down 273. October crude oil is at $36.69. That is down $3.08. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 86-year-old McLeansboro resident Max Evan Warren died on Saturday. He was a state oil inspector. Max Warren is survived by children Jerry Warren, Donna French, and Carol Johnson, sister Helen Johnson, seven grandchildren, eight great-grandchildren, one great-great-grandchild, and numerous nieces and nephews. Services for Max Warren will be held this afternoon at 1 o'clock at Blooming Grove Cemetery. Visitation will be from 11 to service time at Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. 80-year-old Grayville resident Sharon Sue Dutko died on Sunday. She was a homemaker. Sue Dutko is survived by her husband, Timothy, two children, four grandchildren, and one great-grandchild. Services for Sue Dutko will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow, at Locust Hill Cemetery in Evansville. Cook Funeral Chapel of Grayville is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Welcome to Asbury & Associates. I'm proud to be a new member of their medical team and to help continue the legacy of excellent, outstanding care they provided for women of the area.
Dr. Daniel Moore just arrived from West Virginia to join the medical team at Asbury & Associates. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Moore looks forward to helping women of all ages with their OBGYN needs.
I look forward to seeing you at Asbury & Associates, where we take care of women through all stages of life.
Asbury & Associates, with four offices to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast for today. Sunny skies. We'll have a high today around 90. It'll be clear tonight with a low of 62 and then mostly sunny skies again tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 90. Outlook for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, partly sunny on Thursday, a high of 88 and low of 62. Partly cloudy skies on Friday. Friday will have a high of 82 with a low of 60. And partly cloudy skies on Saturday. Saturday will have a high of 82 with a low of 65.